instead of being it in bushels, but you know it's just about what the corn mill can do one time, that amount. Okay. Now, if you had, what would you call about the amount of wood that you could carry? If you had an armful and it was all you could carry, what would you say you had?
Well, we used to say we was carrying a ton of wood. But it's not a ton. We just say ton of wood. But it would be armful of wood.
Okay, good enough. Now, if you had the light burn out, what would you have to replace?
A bulb, a light bulb.
All right. If you had to carry the washing out to hang it on a line, you would carry it out in a
clothes basket.
Okay. And I think you said this. It's like a barrel but smaller and nails come in it.
Maybe a keg.
Yeah, right. And what goes around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
I know. But I don't know what you call them. I know what it is, but...
Made out of metal?
Yeah, but I don't know what you call them. I've seen it around them, but I don't know what you call them.
Okay.
I should have.
A hoops?
You probably would. That's probably what I just never knew what they were called.
Okay. What would you put in the top of the bottle? It's not metal or anything else, and it's brown.
It would be, a cap,
well, it doesn't,
top. Let me see.
It doesn't fit over all of it. It just fits in the hole.
A stopper?
Yeah, well, it is like that, but it's brown and it's made out
of... A cork stopper.
Right. And here, I don't know why they put these all together at the same time, because they don't seem to go together. But here, if you have an instrument, sometimes you play up to your mouth.
Uh-huh. Harmonica, harp.
Right. Yeah. Okay, and sometimes you can put something up to your mouth and you pull it out of your fingers and it would make a twang sound.
Let's see, I don't know what you would call it. Let me hold
this one. I remember where we were.
Mm-hmm.
You remember to tell me to stop when you think you're ready to go on. You can stop maybe around a quarter till six or what?
Yeah, somehow along that.
Okay. All right. We were talking about that thing that you held in your teeth and plug.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is. Because I don't know. I don't know too many instruments.
Okay. Would you call it a Jew's harp?
Promise so.
Yeah, you probably
promise
know.
So.
No,
I just don't know. And I don't think I've seen one, though.
Yeah.
Like I say, I don't know too much about instruments.
Okay, what would you have pounded a nail in with?
A hammer.
Okay, and if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece you have in between the horses?
They would call that a wagon tongue.
Okay, and if you have a horse and you want to have it pull the buggy, you got to back it up into the... In between the, the two things. You don't have too many buggies around here.
No, I've never been around too many buggies, and I really don't know what you call it.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about, but I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it would have been shafts.
I don't know.
All right. I'll say the names in here. Shaves.
It probably would, because I just...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
If you got a wagon wheel and it's got steel around it, what would you call that? Just the steel part around the wagon
The
wheel.
Rim, I would say.
Right. Okay. And if you've got a wheel and you start on the inside and you've got the hub and then there's spokes that come out and the spokes fit into the